The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
It's 7:01 a.m. Tuesday morning, Central Time, where we are 59 minutes away from the Power Mall being open, where we've got 10% off Strauss Naturals, head-to-toe clay, and OptiVita products. Here at the Power Mall, we also have the new Gresca Carbon 60 45-day supply. Ripe machines, showed you one yesterday. They're available via dropship at thepowermall.com. All the purchases help to keep Power Hour on the air. If you don't have a Ripe machine right now and you are afflicted with all sorts of physical ailments, you should have one. I really think that investing in this Ripe machine was better than all the doctor visits. Seriously. I've used it to get rid of a lot of stuff. So if you don't want to spend gobs of money in medical bills and you think our medical system is collapsing and you don't have one of these Rife machines, I'm sorry, you're in trouble. And I cannot say enough about this particular Rife machine, because we looked at a lot of them and these people stand behind their products. So that's what I liked about it. And the fact that I used it, there was actually settings for COVID on the Ripe machine. You can program them in yourself. And there's settings if you want to tune your body up and lay on the mat, which is what I do. You know, every night I go to sleep on that Ripe mat, put it underneath the sheet, underneath the bed sheet, and I lay on that all night. And get a nice frequency tune-up. Man, I'm telling you what. You wonder why we're able to come on the air like this, and we look like we're so refreshed, too. And, you know, my day starts at 5 o'clock or before. And see, if it wasn't for the Ripe machine, I probably would not feel as well. So it's important. And speaking of feeling well, got a lot of prayer requests out there. Susan in San Antonio slipped and fell and has shoulder issues and is in bed, bedridden with a sling on. And so we want to pray for her as well. Rick Kaler from Rick Satellite USA, he's dealing with surgery issues. Shoulder. Ow. Boy, do we know about that. Strength for Bobby at this time, too, to help Rick through this tough time, because he's in a lot of pain. Al, of course, gets heavy. Al's got a lot of heavy things going on in his life. He's got a daughter that has contemplated suicide and has got witchcraft desires. That's what Al thinks. Al, it's okay. You shall know them by their fruits. They manifest certain things that are warning signals, and we get it. Your wife is still trying to find a job. Asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking it'll be open unto you. Greek word is pistis for faith-based believing. And he's praying for God's guidance and protection and ability to pay off all the debts very soon. I see a garage sale in your future, Al. Healing of eyes, end of stalking and gaslighting on family and for his ministry. Wow. That's, boy, you got a lot of heavy stuff there, Al. Sounds like we need to rebuke Satan out of your life, because he's the one that's bringing all this conflict into your household. Not a good thing. Everybody else got that same thing going on? Have a friend or a family member that's got these kinds of conflicts going on? We need to pray for you, too. Just lift this situation up. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for deliverance. from this, and we rebuke the adversary from around these people that we're praying for today, as well as everyone out there who is afflicted, and you know who you are. In your hearts and minds, let your hearts not be troubled. You have a sound mind and the ability to let the Holy Spirit in and command and rebuke Satan from your life. You have that opportunity. God has given you free will to rebuke Satan. And God will give you wisdom and strength to deal with these issues. But your first thought is of God when you are praying and walking in the Spirit. If you ignore it, that's on you. God's commanded you to walk in love and walk in the Spirit. And if God tells you something is wrong, listen. And then act on it. Because God will not just give you word of knowledge, he'll give you word of wisdom as to how to deal with the situation. And we just pray that minds can be open, lives can be delivered, and God will heal these people. In the name of your son, Yeshua. Almighty Father, we thank you, Yahweh. Can I get an amen? Thank you. That's some pretty heavy stuff this morning, folks. You see, that's why we're here. Because we want to bring deliverance to people. We want open minds. I've got some very troubling things to throw out on the table this morning. Your gas stove seems to be safe these days. But the green breakdown is coming, and it's going to leave a big mess. Steve Gorham will be on the show with us later. In the meantime, I've got just two world news stories to report on this morning because I want to focus on what's going on here. They have identified the three U.S. soldiers killed in the attack in Jordan as Sergeant William Rivers of Carrollton, Georgia, Specialist Kennedy Sanders of Waycross, Georgia, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt of Savannah, Georgia. They were all assigned to the 718th Engineer Company, U.S. Army Reserve Unit, based out of Fort Moore, Georgia. This according to the Pentagon. 40 more people were injured in the attack. That number could possibly go up. There was some sort of issue there with an American drone returning to base, and the drone that actually caused confusion followed the American drone back to the base, used it as a homing point, and then unleashed the strike. So the enemy drone intentionally followed the American one, or if it was a coincidence, everything, you know, they're still trying to assess the enemy's point of origin as far as that drone is concerned. They don't know where it came from. But of course, you know, the politicians are quick to blame because they want us in a war. French agricultural unions, they're going to do something very similar to what is going to happen here at the Texas border shortly. And that's really what I want to talk about this morning because things are ramping up to the point where I want to throw some ideas out on the table here and let's discuss it. French farmers are prepared to mount an indefinite siege on Paris. And it's happening as part of ongoing protests calling for the government to roll back a range of uncompetitive regulations which are hurting the nation's growers and agricultural workers. Their livelihoods are tanking. You think the government really cares? Only when people start rioting and there's no food to feed these government leaders and they wonder why. Oh, they're going to eat the bugs. I think we ought to have our world leaders sitting there and let's have a bug eating contest. What do you think? French farmers are forbidden from using farming products that their competitors in neighboring countries such as Italy still have the right to use. Gee, I wonder what those farming products are. News reports don't mention any of that. I hope it's not glyphosate. Wow. I thought that was banned in Europe, as a matter of fact. So the protests over there continue as the EU is facing a food shortage. People are getting a little upset. I understand that. But you see, it's headed this direction. What's going on there, see, because Klaus Schwab and the Schwab Kebabs, you know, could be a new WEF singing group. They've been forecasting this. You've been eating bugs. This guy is a sick, twisted, you know what. You can insert whatever name you want. But anybody that would have his sidekick, Harari, out there, I wish Harari would commit Harry Carey, but oh, stop. That's Harari. Okay. So, you know, he's already dealing with the devil. Now we move on. U.S. News here at 10 minutes after the hour. This is where things get dicey. Came across a report by Greg Reese. We had callers yesterday. Tom, you know, I got emails about Tom in Ohio's comment regarding it was wrong. We need to go to the border. Okay, let's throw this out on the table here. As long as we're talking about the news, there is no doubt in our minds that the state of Texas and its governor, who a lot of people are calling a World Economic Forum proponent, Greg Abbott. He is a politician. And the question becomes, why did he wait this long to start putting up razor wire when the problem started occurring 3 years ago? Why now? How bad did it have to get before this governor, who does not need to be reelected again? We're going to have Daniel Miller from Texas on tomorrow to talk about these very subjects, because the people in Texas, I want to get a pulse on it, because more and more people want to secede or basically exit from the union because of all of this. This is just adding fuel to the fire, folks. So we're going to have Daniel Miller on tomorrow during our news segment to talk about it. And if you're not dialing in at 7:30 tomorrow morning Central, you should be. But Greg Reese just put out a warning that, and this is something we got into yesterday, just mildly scratching the surface, about false flag at the southern border. Now, everybody was told at the Ellipse on January 6th to march peacefully, and then we had J6, and there were agents provocateur there. And we have to assume, because of what history shows us, that there is a fact that there are both DPS and federal troops on the border. There was an interview with Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota, who supports what Greg Abbott is doing. Again, why did it take so long? Noem was on CNN with their beclowned anchor, Dana Bash. And she, of course, the CNN anchor, was defending Biden over this border crisis, saying, well, why aren't you supporting the bill? Don't you understand? The bill is a rope-a-dope. And you got John Cornyn up there, pompous butt kisser from Texas. I can't believe that somebody who was on the Texas Supreme Court, which John Cornyn was, would be standing there in front of the cameras while we're negotiating this deal. I'm like, what deal? Biden could already shut down this border. He has the power to do it, but he's not doing it. All right. I think we can all agree that's a fact. Can we all agree that illegal immigrants are coming across the border? That's your news. Okay. The news is they're still coming across the border. There's also news, and we just had them on, the folks from Take Your Border Back or Take Our Border Back. There are trucker convoys that are leaving Virginia Beach in Norfolk, Virginia, headed south, and they're going to be going right past Texas headquarters in Nederland, Texas, headed right for Eagle Pass. And you're going to hear it mentioned in this clip that we're about to play. And I want to set the stage for our conversation, because after this clip plays, I'm going to open up the phone lines and let you comment. 844-769-2944. I want you to listen to this clip from Greg Reese about false flag warnings, and we'll take it from there. Go ahead.
We do not warn of false flags to try to predict horrible events. We warn of false flags to try and prevent them. They are the norm for starting massive conflicts. They are based on lies, and so we only hope that the truth will make them futile. Last week, I reported on rumors that Victoria Nuland was planning a false flag attack on a Ukrainian nuclear power plant. There is now talk in Kiev that the real president of Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, has become so desperate for NATO troops to enter Ukraine and continue this U.S. proxy war against Russia that she is willing to murder innocent locals with a radioactive cloud and blame it on Russian forces. After that report, documentary filmmaker Chris Emery, who has spent years researching PATCON, the U.S. intelligence operation to use false flags as a way of criminalizing American patriots, reached out to me with some information that shows how this is standard operating procedure for the black hats in our government.
We had done our first movie premiere in March of that year in Salt Lake City with an attorney that we actually interviewed on the film by the name of Jesse Trinidou. He was approached by a command team leader that was in charge of 10, including himself, basically commandos, to blow up the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant in Athens, Alabama, under the Operation PATCON. And then Jesse went into detail about what PATCON was, which would later morph into the Waco attack and then the Oklahoma City bombing. And then our current present day ramification of that was J6. That nuclear power plant is still standing today because this command leader says no, that violated their rules of engagement that they were taught in their special operations ever since he was, you know, a rookie commando. And he says, we are not killing 27 innocent U.S. civilians, no matter how much money you're paying us. Each of his partners, there were 10 commandos altogether, were given duffel bags full of cash. Each were given $5 million. They left it in the parking lot in the wee hours. He said between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning, they literally left these duffel bags in the parking lot, in the far end of the parking lot, away from the nuclear power plant, and drove away. And they basically told their commanding officer at the Pentagon to F off. We are dealing with people that are of the occult, or in a dark corner of the universe that we can't even imagine. And Nuland is in that pack with Merrick Garland and several others, without a doubt. She needs to be brought up on treason and indicted, put on trial and thrown in prison. And the key tossed away.
We also spoke on the subject of what looks to be the beginning of a false flag being set up on the southern border, with World Economic Forum puppet Greg Abbott now calling for a civil war.
What in the world? Why did it take him almost 2.5 years to gear up? I think it's disingenuous what he's doing. These poor ranchers and the private citizens within 50, 60 miles of the border have gotten their land, their homes robbed, their ranches decimated. Trash, human waste, windows broken into, property damage. He could have put the thumbscrew on that a long time ago. Why he chose to do so now is beyond me. They're much more keen. They have the operative radar, on high alert now, and they'll be able to hopefully weed out a lot of these operatives that, whether they know it or not, are being paid by the feds to be the fly in the ointment and get a lot more people in trouble. It's just going to be a reincarnation of J6 all over again.
Expert on false flags and the southern border crisis, Michael Yawn, is also warning people not to fall for the trap.
And we already know that the so-called, I call it OGUS, the occupational government of the United States, we already know that it's out of control. We already know that the only rules that it plays by is anything it can get away with, it will do, right? We already know that. We saw January 6th. We see Americans have to show their ID and get searched and whatnot to get on airplanes. Meanwhile, they got illegals, straight up invaders coming across the border by the thousands every day that can board aircraft without any ID. There are no rules. We are clearly being hunted. And the American citizens, patriots are clearly being hunted. They're looking for any excuse to go to war, and they will do it. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a very serious war. It's clearly coming. Don't walk into their traps. Do not do it. Why would you go to Eagle Pass, which is so baited, when Abbott clearly could close the border if he wanted to? This is clearly a wrestling match. This is clearly a show. That's the Thunderdome. Don't go.
There you have it right there. All right, folks, come on. You hear what we talked about yesterday, and now it's escalating, and now we've got this truckers convoy headed to Eagle Pass, headed to Yuma, Arizona, and headed to San Ysidro. This is fact. We're reporting news now. But see, there's certain commentary and certain things that you listeners are very astute and very attuned to. And God gives you wisdom to deal with situations. Is this trucker's convoy? Are they going to take license plate numbers? How are Americans supposed to react to this? You drive within 100 miles of that zone. It is a war zone down there. Governor Kristi Noem was down there looking at this just days ago and said that the CBP does not like what's going on. They don't like the orders they've been given. They'd prefer not to enforce them. And here we have a situation where you've got all these truckers coming in there and the possibility, like J6, for Agents Provocateur to be there. I suggested yesterday that I wouldn't go into a war zone unless I had a means of defending myself. If you get my drift, read between the lines, folks. Are these people walking into a trap or are they doing the right thing? Are they going to blockade the roadway so people can't get through with these trucks like they did in Canada? You saw how many people got arrested. You saw how many bank accounts got shut down. This government is capable of inflicting damage against its own citizens. Now, why do I make that blatant statement? Is that fact? I got two words, three words. Waco, Ruby Ridge. The federal government is capable of inflicting damage on its own citizens, and then it will just demonize those citizens to justify its behavior. Now, is that right? No. Might makes right? Not necessarily. That's one of the reasons why we want to open up the phone lines, 844-769-2944. Here we have a situation with Speaker Mike Johnson looking at all of this stuff, and the deal that Biden wants is to allow 5,000 of these immigrants to come across the border each day, and we're going, no, that number should be zero. We're not passing anything. We're not going to pass one damn bill, and you just want money for Ukraine, and this is what this is all about. Biden has the power, and even Kristi Noem said it on CNN. Biden's got the power right now, and what has he done? Nothing. He's let all these aliens come across the border. Last night, I sent an email to Sheriff Grady Judd in Florida. I want him to come on the show, and I want him to tell us how to successfully defend our homes from these invaders, because, see, it's already happening in Massachusetts and New York. People are getting houses broken into. They're banging on doors in the middle of the night. Now they've had to have curfews to keep the immigrants locked up because these people are out of money and they're going to be turning to have-nots and start banging on people's doors. Now, what's going to happen when they come to a blue state city near you? You live in a major market and all of a sudden they show up at your door and they try to kick your door in because, hey, TikTok tells everybody, hey, let's go kick doors in and run. Let's ring doorbells and run. Let's put cow manure on doors and set it on fire and ring the doorbell and run. See, all this stupid stuff. Hey, go eat a Tide Pod while you're at it. You see, and this is, Nikki Haley got swatted twice since she started running. I mean, come on, you know, if they don't like you, this is what happens. This is what the left does. Evil people. And then they let all these immigrants in. A lot of them are illegals. A lot of them are gotaways. A butcher in Massachusetts just got beat up, aggravated assault by three gotaways who they arrested. And what did the courts do up there? They let them go. Yeah, ICE wanted to put detainers on them and deport them out of the country. What do? Let them go. Right back into society where they could go do it again and get emboldened. Oh, look, they're not going to do anything to prosecute us. I want Grady Judd to tell us what he told everybody. If they come to your door, blow them away. This is why you need to arm yourself to the teeth right now and get a first aid kit together, because this stuff is coming soon to a city near you. Mark my words. These people want a civil war. They just may end up with one. And this is all CNN could talk about. That damn news reporter, Dana Bash, all she could say is civil war, civil war. And I mean, look at, you know, we have this conversation already. I mean, this is nuts. And a significant majority of U.S. voters support Texas. Now, here's Rasmussen again, conducting a poll published yesterday. 69% of likely U.S. voters, support what Texas is doing. Why did it take them so long to do it? I think if Abbott would have done this 3 years ago, putting up these concertina wire barriers, we would have had this confrontation 3 years ago. But you see, it didn't get that mission critical yet. But see, now we got this bill in Congress that's in your face, and all these congressmen are deciding whether or not they want to fund Ukraine and Israel and all this other garbage and play border cop to Jordan and everything else instead of our own southern border. They're up there playing mind games with each other while we're sitting here sweating bullets, wondering when the next person is that's going to bang on our door. And here you got Clay Higgins. The feds are staging a civil war, and Texas should stand their ground. He's a rep from Louisiana. 55% agreed, okay? 55% agreed. 36% disagreed that the feds are staging a civil war. Well, it hasn't happened yet. See, what happens is when these people show up in this convoy, how they are treated is going to say everything. If the same stuff that handed to the truckers in Canada, the same stuff happens to them, happens to these guys in this convoy who are trying to do the right thing and peacefully protest, and somebody steps in, fed, and starts, get in there with that garbage they did on J6. You know it's a trap. They start taking down license plate numbers and people's bank accounts start getting shut off. It's a trap. See, that's when people need to be aware that here we have this little scenario set up at the southern border. All of a sudden now, there's a conflict, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to run that Greg Reese clip about false flag. Is there a possibility things could get ugly at the border? Let's go to the phone lines. We'll follow this right through the end of the break. You see, because Roger Marshall, he has launched a thread on X, formerly known as Twitter, to track serious crimes committed by illegal aliens under the Biden administration. Well, whoop-de-doo, Roger. Roger that. Okay, serious crimes. God, how many moms do we have out there of kids who have been beat up and murdered and stabbed and whatnot? Daughters have been raped. How many of them do we have out there? We have a lot of them already that have been complaining, and now we want to launch a thread to track illegal alien crimes? Oh, come on, folks. What is going on here? I mean, if this doesn't get your blood boiling, are the truckers walking into a trap? You know, you see how the media is ramping all this up? This is the craziness of it all, folks. Brady, go ahead. Your comment.
I like that interview that you played also with Michael Vaughn, but again, they said the president of Ukraine now is Victoria Nuland.
Ha! Yeah, I know.
That's kind of funny. That goes back to all this stuff that we're dealing with today. It goes all the way back to when Vicky Nuland was in Ukraine, and it comes to the Maidan massacre, how it started in the Ukraine, and when they overtook Viktor Yanukovych and they put in Poroshenko. And they killed all them people. They had snipers on the roof, and they were killing all the civilians. And Victoria Nuland was out on the streets handing out donuts and cookies. Okay?
Well, all right. I appreciate that, Brady. We're back. We're on the break. Patrice and Eric, hang on. We're going to take your calls. Folks, if you want to join into the conversation, 844-769-2944. This is the time we need to start speaking up. So you either are for what the truckers are going to do, you think Abbott didn't act soon enough, you think our government's full of it, this is your chance to speak out. We'll be back after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty 4 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, here where we are in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and we've been getting into heavy conversation here about what's going on at the southern border. That's more important than what's happening guarding Jordan. I think there's enough commentary out there already from all the talking heads saying that all the people that are in Syria and Jordan and these military bases out there are sitting ducks and they're being used as bait. I mean, there's enough of an opinion going on around there, but the real problem is where the bait is. You just heard the bait from Michael Yon and other people. Why would they want to go to Eagle Pass in enforce trucking units? You know, what are the truckers going to do when they get to Eagle Pass? How close is the military and the Texas National Guard? How close are they going to let them? Are they going to block the roads? Are they going to be ordered? Look, you're blocking the road. You need to move your truck. And they're going to say what? No. Because what happens when they say no? Are they going to get arrested? Obstruction? I mean, come on. Look what they did in J6. Now, what's going to happen when they get there? I know. We had the Take Our Border Back people on. If you weren't listening, they were on last week saying, yes, we've got a band of attorneys ready to go. You know, that's not going to help if there's a firefight on the border. And all of a sudden, now we have a false flag attack. You see, in false flag attacks, people die. Now, if you disagree, man, the phone lines are open. I want to hear it from you. Patrice in Ohio, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I believe your fearless leader, Abbott, isn't even in the state, let alone the country. Isn't he in India right now?
He was, yeah, that, as far as I know, he was. Now, I've seen more of his lieutenant governor on TV than I have Abbott lately, but see, Abbott was on, what, with Tucker, and, you know, see, they know where to pick and choose their media outlets, don't they?
He can be from anywhere. It's a big setup. And are you kidding me? It's a big setup.
So you think they're walking into a trap?
This should have been done 20 years ago.
Thank you.
Screw five.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get it.
It's a big setup.
Okay, I appreciate that. Eric,
this is the plan. This is the plan.
I know it. They're trying to start something. We know that they're, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I played the clip this morning. And I understand it's a news reporter for another outlet, but I had to throw it out there because I got to get the thought processes going here this morning. Thanks for your call. Eric in Illinois, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a problem. It's not like they're walking into D.C. as, you know, thinking they're we the people and they're really we the persons. Here in Texas down there, and as long as they're just driving the minimum speed limit, not blocking anything, I think it's going to be fine. I mean, it's not going to probably do much, but at least it give it a, something to make an issue that need to address. And I did have a suggestion for your first aid kit if we have time. But
yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you had a, well, maybe it wasn't when you were running the show. There was like a real medical doctor or an Army doctor that gave a real professional list on what to have in your first aid kit. And I would suggest this new thing called an X39 pad. It reflects back your stem cell, whatever, and helps heal things faster. My son cut just a little tip of his finger off, and I was talking to Perrier about clay for it. And she said, well, she knew somebody that had a kid that had his finger cut off to the knuckle. They went ahead and sewed it on, put that X39 patch over it, and it healed up normally. So
okay. That'd
be good for emergency if you get a finger cut off or something. X39 right. Pad. She's the one that knows about those.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Appreciate that, Eric. Here's another little item I have right in my hot little hand right here. This is the U.S. Army Special Forces Medical Handbook from the Airborne Division, ST-31-91B. Now, why do I have a copy of this? Because it talks about all the different ways that bullets penetrate the system. Seriously. Talks about surgical debridement. I mean, why do I have a book like this? Because, see, this is where you get your information from if you want first aid. You look at what goes out on the battlefield because, I mean, how do you know America's not going to turn into one? We don't. That's just it. We don't know what's going on, but I don't want you to be scared. I want you to have sound mind because, see, the whole idea is right now we live in a free country. And if this whole thing were to escalate into a conflict within the United States of America. I mean, of course, everybody overseas is watching what's going on here. They're all laughing at us that we would put up with this garbage this long. that we would put up with Biden this long and these border policies this long. I mean, it's just crazy. It's total craziness. And why now? I mean, see, they made a point. Why now is Abbott doing something? Why didn't he do something 3 years ago? Dave in New York, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the sunny side of the street, I'll say this first, because the rest of it is not going to be sunny, okay?
Okay.
But I ordered my rice machine, then I went for the number two version with the pads added to it. So it was around $800 or whatever, but it's worth every freaking penny, okay? And like you said, you use it, and that was the most economical way for me. And anybody that doesn't buy it, you know, is a knucklehead. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the dark side of the street, if you will, I just got off the air within the last hour with my local radio, which I'm lucky to have one around here where you can express your opinion. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with spreading the spirit of fear. These things, when they give you a team, the Republicans versus the Democrats, that is friggin' nonsense. It's not that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jonathan Kahn, Israel, you know, rabbi or whatever, he said, you know, that he mentioned Trump as Jehu, okay? And he explained how it all comes along and through cycles or whatever. You know, I mean, I study things too hard, maybe, but I want to get the purpose out that these things are all, you know, God is still in control. Okay? Things are going to happen. There's over 450 radioactive, you know, the plants putting out the power or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All on flood lines. What do you think is going to happen? God told you. First by flood, second by fire. And that is going to happen. Is there any problem with that? I have no problem with that.
Okay.
You know, the problem is when you know where I'm heading, you know?
I do. And the sunny side of the street. Yep, I get it, Dave. I really do. I understand that. And I don't want to be promoting the spirit of fear, but you see, the thing is when J6 happened, Dave, when it happened, nobody was standing there going, hey, wait a minute, guys, before you go marching on the Capitol, is it possible there's going to be agents provocateur that are going to infiltrate your ranks and cause a riot at the Capitol? Is there that possibility? See, now we go what history's taught us, knowing how our government behaves. Somebody got shot. Somebody got trampled and beat on. You got people dead. You got one of the Capitol police died of a stroke the day after. Of course, they're blaming that on the J6 rioters. And of course, the media reported somebody hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher, which is wrong. So you see, all of this stuff that comes out, you know, is part of agents provocateur. So we know from past behavior that when every patriot movement gathers and people, and when I say patriot movement, I'm talking about well-meaning citizens that are concerned for their homeland, that want to protect their home, protect their family, and they get together, and somebody out in the parking lot has taken down license plate numbers. Now, that's not the spirit of fear. That's fact. It is happening. There are people doing that. And see, anybody who's working with this convoy can be taking down license plate numbers of trucks, finding out who owns them, looking at markings on the vehicles, and shutting off bank accounts and doing the same damn thing they did to the Canadian truckers. That's the playbook. And see, the people in Canada even warned us that the same thing could happen here. Ah, so now do we have a repeat performance? See, nobody was out there at J6 screaming, hey guys, wait a minute, before you go to the board, before you go to the Capitol, understand, nobody was out there warning them that this could be a trap. You see, now we have advance notice. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to play the clip this morning. And it's not because, you know, I don't want to invoke the spirit of fear. God said we shouldn't have it. You're right, Dave. Agreed. I appreciate your call. Thanks for chiming in on that. This is mission critical, folks. You need to understand, we have enough advance notice now. They're going down there to protest. We know what happened in Canada. Canada's warning us. This is what could happen to you. I understand the well-meaningness of patriots and people who are concerned citizens in this country wanting to get together. You know, people are worried about these illegal immigrants coming in and all the gotaways, which three of them just beat up a butcher at his own shop in Massachusetts and just were allowed to walk out. Courts let him free. So, you know, DPS wanted to deport him. Or CBP, ICE, whoever. You know, there's always a federal agency out there with an acronym that isn't doing their job. But you see, the Border Patrol doesn't like what's going on. And the Border Patrol's already said they are not going to remove that razor wire. Why? Because the Border Patrol is stretched thin. I mean, way past the point of thin. They can't handle all this. Now, do they expect that Texas is actually going to stand up and help them process all these illegal immigrants in the country? You see, that's the ridiculousness of this entire charade that's going on. The question is, are the truckers walking into a trap? Tim in Michigan, you're on. Go ahead.
Well, of course it's a trap in one way, shape, or another. Nothing gets overlooked. So it's a trap no matter what we do. We are in a trap, people. We're living in a trap. We have been since man, you know, since the beginning of time. There's nothing new about this. Nimrod, it all goes back to Nimrod. This, they're just trying to get back to Babylon. And how do you do that? You bring in a bunch of people that don't speak the same language, so on and so forth. But the whole thing with the border, we have our Gaza Strip. We ought to it ought to be called Gaza Strip 2, the southern border. Yeah. And here you go, people. What are you going to do? I asked somebody this morning. It's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot women? Are you going to shoot kids that come over the border, that come across illegally? What's the bottom line, people, that you're willing to do?
Well, Tim,
you
got to.
I'm saying, what are you going to do?
I get what you're saying. The thing is nobody wants to shoot women and children, okay? But the thing is,
they were shooting
women and children
on the Gaza Strip.
I understand that, but see, Kristi Noem is pointing out that the cartels are sending these people across the border and forcing women and children to go across the border. It's almost like they're using them for human shields. Gee, does that sound familiar?
What are armed people going to do at the border? Okay, here we come. We're walking in. Either pull that trigger, or you're going to have to tackle us, or you're going to have to do... What's the bottom line? And that's what people aren't... They're walking all around. What are we willing to do?
You know,
and we're America,
Tim.
People. We should let every man...
We got warning
across
shots,
this
Tim.
Border.
Yep, we got warning shots,
Don't you
Tim.
Agree? Let the women and children across. Stop the men.
Anchor babies? Anchor whatever.
Stop the men.
You know? Yeah, I wish it was that easy. We have a population problem in the United States of America. Apparently, according to our government, our population is dwindling, yet our government wants to wipe us out with vaccines, what they call vaccines. I mean, we're being fought. There is a war going on in this country on so many fronts, and everybody's sitting around drinking their Bud Light and watching football and watching Taylor Swift and whatever. This is all wonderful, and they're not paying attention to the real truth, and that's their freedoms are being slowly eroded away. Tim, I get your point. I just don't think that anybody, unless they, and again, Tim, it's back to these people who legally came here that did everything by the book. Those people should be offended by the fact that here we want to just open our border up and let all these illegals come in here without doing what all these legally bound immigrants did before they became U.S. citizens. This is a problem that I've got. It's a problem that most Congress people that are right thinking have. But see, they're not in the majority. We have all these blowhards in Washington, D.C. that don't know their keister from a hole in the ground. That's the problem. And they're the ones running this country. Oh, my God. We need to have a shakeup in 24. Charles in Oklahoma. Go ahead. You're on. Having a hard time hearing you, Charles. Call back in. Carolyn in Washington, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. To me, these protests are a opportunity for a convergence of the patriots together so that they can take names, addresses, and attack them. We are being eliminated because we gather together. What the solution is, I don't know. Now, on Steve Quayle, I did hear him say the other day that they're spraying us at lower altitudes, much lower than they used to. And he was saying maybe they have a spray that they've been spraying us that is affects our immune system and sets us up for a disease, and that's spray A that they've been spraying on us forever, and now spray B comes along, and it has a biological interaction and does you in. Perhaps that's what's going to go on. Maybe it's 5G. Maybe it's 6G that they'll use on all these patriots. Gathering together just doesn't seem like a good idea, but what the solution is, I don't know. And what about a neutron bomb? Have you heard about the neutron bomb?
Yeah, we know it's out there, and we know that they could use it. We know that it doesn't destroy anything but human beings, and that's an issue, and I get it. The thing is that we're dealing with an environmental situation versus a physical one at this point in time, and the thing that we have to address is whether or not we, the people, have a right to just arm ourselves to the teeth and go march on the border and just shut it down completely and fire warning shots. And if the cartel starts shooting back, we start shooting back. We shoot at cartel. Well, if they come to the border and start opening up on American troops, we stand with our troops and we fire back across that border. And I'm sorry if there's collateral damage and there's women caught in the crossfire. We want to know what's legal because, see, here's the big thing we've always been told, Carolyn. All these people say, well, we're doing this. We're fighting wars over there so it doesn't come over here. Oh, really? Is that the biggest bunch of bull pucky you ever heard in your life? We already know the war is going to come here. It's already here. We have illegal aliens beating up shopkeepers. Thank you. That's what I needed to hear. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Charles, we want to get to you before the clock runs out. Go ahead. Charles, you need to turn your radio down. Okay, I love hearing myself there, Charles. Let's cut that off. You got to turn your radio down when you're talking to me on the phone, okay? Because we're on a delay system. So anyway, aside from that, when Charles has his radio turned down, then we'll continue the conversation. We've got about 3 minutes left before the break. We have a special guest coming on at 8 a.m. and at 8:30. Steve Gorham is going to be on, too, talking about the green breakdown, the coming renewable energy failure. I mean, it's not going to happen, folks, because people aren't supporting it. So we'll be getting into that, and we'll be talking to Dr. Michael Garko from Strauss. That's why it's 10% off at the Power Hour this week. Folks, I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. We've been talking about it. I'm not just sitting here trying to stir up trouble. I'm trying to get you to think about stuff, okay? That's one of the reasons why I reached out to Grady Judd, and I'm going to call their office over there in Florida and ask Grady Judd, please, would you come on the program and tell us how we, because see, this is what we're all afraid of. If they come to the door, when do you shoot? Because Grady Judd said, blow them away. All right. How do we blow them away? And the sheriff doesn't agree with you, Grady. How do we know we're going to get the right thinking sheriff that's going to say, you know what? It was self-defense. He had no right coming across your threshold. He had no right coming across your on your property and stealing your stuff. You have the right to shoot him, according to Texas constables. You know, well, when are you going to run into a sheriff that all of a sudden thinks, oh, no, you didn't have any rights at all, and you get arrested, and you're in jail now because you shot an illegal immigrant that was trying to do your family harm? Where does that stop? Where do you draw the line? That's why I want to get Sheriff Judd on the show to tell us when we can get a clean kill. That's what I want to know. Because we the people, man, if you're not waking up right now, you know, all these woke people out there, they're the ones who are going to be victimized, and they're going to go, oh, poor, pitiful me. And the Biden administration just going to go, eh, so much for you. You're just collateral damage to our real game plan. That's the real problem. Charles, you're back on the phone. Go ahead.
I was the one that called in last week about getting a bunch of immigrants over here and then our government shutting the grid down and blame it on Russia or China and get all these. All I can say is don't put one thing past this government what they will do. look at their track record of what they have done in the past on the syphilis with the black people, radioactive blood experiments. What wouldn't they do? The AIDS, I'm sure that they come out with that too, the COVID, all of this. And the only thing I think people can do is small groups of like-minded people get together and try to survive it. And I don't believe a damn thing any of them says.
Charles, couldn't agree with you more. We do need this community to rally, and the only way you're going to do that is to get the word out. So I appreciate that. I'm sure you're doing that in your own neighborhood, and thanks for your call. Charles, a lot of right-on stuff right there, sir. You know, you can't trust the government. Those who put their faith in government are going to be sorely disappointed. But the question is, are the feds actually staging a civil war? See, Congress is even fueling the fire, aren't they? Wow. Boy, this has been a weird hour, hasn't it? But good. This is the conversation that everybody in America needs to be having. Be back with Dr. Michael Garko after these important messages. Power Mall opens in 5 minutes. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.